Al Jazeera, the Arab satellite news channel, is emerging from the war in Iraq with a profile that any media mogul would envy. U.S. officials condemned the news channel's decision to show graphic images of wounded civilians and dead American soldiers. But Al Jazeera's controversial approach to the news has piqued the curiosity of people all over the world. The question now is whether Al Jazeera can use its newfound fame to turn a profit. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
In 1996, the new emir of Qatar made an unusual move for an Arab leader. After abolishing his government's Ministry of Information, he founded Al Jazeera, an independent and largely uncensored Arabic news network staffed mostly by journalists who had been trained by the BBC. Adel Eskander, who co-authored a book about Al Jazeera, says the emir seemed to understand that the Arab world was eager for such a news operation.
I guess he's a very strategic entrepreneur, and he recognized a void and a niche market for free independent news in 22 Arab countries and was able to capitalize on it.
3 years after its founding, Al Jazeera became the first 24-hour Arabic language satellite news network and quickly won a loyal following in the Arab world. After the September 11th terrorist attacks, when it aired the tapes of Osama bin Laden, Al Jazeera got widespread attention in the rest of the world. By the beginning of the war with Iraq, Al Jazeera claimed to have an audience of 35 million viewers. Eskander says Al Jazeera's coverage of the war, both via satellite and on its website, has created the potential for an even larger audience.
I think many people around the world who did not have access to Al Jazeera all of a sudden became curious about it. So that's why we have the story about Al Jazeera being the number one keyword on most search engines for over a week. I mean, these are the kinds of things that imply that Al Jazeera is doing something that the world is curious about.
But while Al Jazeera's audience grows, its revenues do not. A spokesman for Al Jazeera says the emir originally gave the network a grant of $150 million, which was supposed to be paid back within 5 years. So far, the network has not been able to do so.
The situation is we are running on a shoestring.
Jihad Malood is the communications director for Al Jazeera. Malood says Al Jazeera expected that as the audience grew, businesses would be eager to advertise on the network. To understand why this did not happen, Malood says, it's necessary to understand how Al Jazeera has changed the way news is covered in the Arab world. Before Al Jazeera, he says, the media was completely controlled by Arab rulers and no dissenting voices were ever heard.
Al Jazeera afforded a platform on which people of various political views, mainly dissenting views, were voiced. So primarily, this is where Al Jazeera fell foul of the traditional ruling circles in the Arab world at large and in the Gulf area in particular.
The Arab public loved Al Jazeera. The governments did not. Saudi Arabia called for an advertising boycott of the network. Shibli Telhami, author of The Stakes, America and the Mideast, says international companies did not want to alienate the rulers who held the keys to doing business in the Arab world.
Multinational corporations who would do business with Egypt or do business with Saudi Arabia were fearful to advertise in Al Jazeera so as not to be denied contract or not to infuriate their customers in these places. So in that sense, while there has been some advertising revenue, it certainly hasn't been enough to cover the expenses of Al Jazeera.
With only 40% of its budget coming from advertising revenue, Al Jazeera raises some money through subscriptions and agreements to provide its exclusive footage to other networks. That, says Adel Eskander, is still not enough to cover the news operation. But, says Eskander, there is one source of income that assures Al Jazeera's future, the Emir of Qatar's wealth.
It's a very prized possession, and so he wouldn't like to see the network go out of service or go out of operation. And so I think he will continue to fund it so long as it needs additional funds. So I think that Al Jazeera can sustain itself from the deep well of the Al Thani family.
Critics question whether Al Jazeera can be truly independent if it relies so much on the emir's money. Jihad Malood says Al Jazeera's goal is to become self-sustaining. In the meantime, he says, the network is in the forefront of a revolution that is forcing Arab society to become more open. Once that happens, says Malood, Al Jazeera will be able to achieve its ultimate goal, true journalistic independence with no economic strings attached. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.